Man allegedly hit MTA conductor in face at NYC subway station. By Amy Furr on September 26, 2022. An MTA conductor was randomly punched in the face while working at a Bronx subway station on Tuesday. Police said the conductor, in his late 40s, had opened a tramcar window at the 149th Street Grand Concourse station that evening when a suspect approached and hit him, the New York Post reported Monday. The man, who did not say a word, fled the area and had not been apprehended as of Monday. A surveillance image showed the suspect wearing a black shirt and black hat. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to a medical center for treatment. In August, a similar instance occurred when a 64-year-old man was attacked on a subway platform in Brooklyn as an unidentified man went onto the tracks, picked up a rock, and allegedly knocked the victim in the head repeatedly. Meanwhile, social media users commented on the recent Post article. One individual writing, "Need a police officer on every platform and on every train. No more bail reform. Rights of public before criminals. Joe Biden's America," another replied. President Joe Biden's D approval rating dove underwater on each of the main issues named in a recent The Economist/YouGov survey, Breitbart News reported Saturday. The survey, taken September 17 to 20, 2022, among 1,500 U.S. adult citizens, found Biden's overall approval underwater by 7%, as a majority, 51%, find him unfavorable, compared to 44% who view him favorably. The gap grows even more when respondents were asked if they approve or disapprove of the way Biden is handling his job as president, 51% disapproving and 42% approving. When it comes to crime, 35% approve and 47% disapprove. The president's abysmal approval ratings come weeks ahead of the midterm elections, and Democrats hope to disassociate themselves from the social and economic woes that have occurred under the Biden administration, the outlet noted.